grateful, and we are
Blog Talk Radio.
Now for our sweet lady that comes on the show. Welcome. And we're now on the air. Good morning, America!
Good morning!
To God be the glory, Nisha. Yeah. out of the mountain way that he could be in power to be everything that's on top of us. So I thank God for the little children and all that they have to bring to the table. You know, that's the way.
Eric Alcon, good morning.
That's the way that Christ has been. So we want to once again welcome you to our Mornings at the Mansion show here live at the Mansion Media Studio.
Yeah.
Media Studio, we want to salute Pastor Rick Pope and his transition, and we thank God for doing life with him like that, Pastor, but we all still doing life. So in the resting of your place, the Lord saw fit with Ms. Jim Henry to take the Friday spot. Woo! Woo! So we are back in full throttle, Monday through Saturday. I guess I can say Sunday, because Sunday is when we really get up and we are praising the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords at the House of Glory. So we are adding up our station. We got to shut up. I'm telling you, serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So we want to invite you guys to the House of Glory. So, Lord, yeah, we want to do that. Take us to the House of Glory.
Tell you about the House of Glory.
know, and you don't act on it, but it takes the Holy Spirit to reassess you, realign you, which is your mind. Because everything starts in the mind.
Amen.
I don't think about slapping people until it gets in my mind.
Yeah.
In my mind, it gets in my what? Okay. It gets in my heart. And then when it gets in my heart, I'm in trouble. Okay? So that's why we have to look up and say, Lord, show me in your word. Help me today. So this is a new day. What we're going to talk about is we pray that you open your mind and your heart to receive what God is saying to you. How you do that? It's a process. Sometimes we can be set free again, suddenly and immediately. But most of the time, it's a process. And we have to walk it out. You know, and I just want to be pleased with this, right? And I'm not like that every day, but we can't. You know, so we're going to talk about this today. The Lord, you're going to put
The blood of Jesus upon the word of God.
Standard Version, King James, in the Espanol, right? Okay, so today we're reading the English Standard, which means to Psalms 139, 23 through 24. It says, search me, O Lord, and know my heart, and try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there is any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Isn't that amazing, Ms. Jenna? So this is a petition that we know David wrote, because we can have to
self-talk.
I would say, search me, O Lord. You know, shine a light on me. Take anything that's in me that's not of you out. If we do that, we can get some good stuff in. But we got to be emptied out to become transparent. And then what we do is we robot. It's like doing life in mechanics. We wake up and we do the same old stuff, the same old way. I mean, we just talk to the so we get up, even on Sunday, Wednesday, whatever the day, we go into the house of the Lord. We go the same way, no different. Instead of being a blessing. Okay, so we go in the house of God and we do the body and read the word. We read it for you. Don't try to word work with work. A lot of people, they don't know that. And y'all say, oh, them girls over there, they just so animated. They got the box. Yeah. We really are, for real. We're not just wearing the shirt to get a bubble stick, none of that. We're not doing it. Don't go to church if you're not doing it. Don't go out different. I know it's so repetitive and sounds so well. It is what it is. Get watered down.
Amen.
But it's all up to
you know, mm-hmm. we don't want to be changed. We just want to go through the motions. We want to look like the Christian, but we're not being the Christian. We want to act like the Christian. Are we? Not for me.
Years ago, in the prayer room, with this elderly lady who gave each of us, and mine had courage. And I've always said, Catherine, God, each of us had one, my word was courage. We need to have a checkup. Ask Dr. Jesus to come on in and check our heart, just in case. You know what I'm saying? Once a year, have a heart checkup. Entendere el camino de la perfección cuando vengas a mí. I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will be here.
again.